TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Damn dog. Brushing a dog's teeth.
Can I pet that dog?
Get up out of here.
Pet that dog.
Dog's teeth.
I'm not doing that.
That's too much work.
Dog. Teeth.
Teeth.
They were like, this toothpaste tastes like meat.
Like, meat toothpaste? No, that
was, I would actually like that.
Like bacon toothpaste?
Yeah.
Yuck.
Better than that, you know, mint. If I have bacon breath. We would just talk about on the regular old show, women saying that you should, like so many women saying you should never, no woman wants a man who has, you know, bad personal hygiene, all of these things where grown men are being just gross, not taking care of brushing their teeth or taking a shower and all that. Those are the kind of guys that pray for their wives to get COVID because they lose their sense of smell.
Oh, my God. So I can be stinking.
I ain't even got to take a shower before we go at it.
Ugh.
What is the big deal about taking a shower? It starts, you know, little boys are like that. You know, they don't want to take a shower because they don't want to stop playing or whatever they're doing. But grown men? Even Rob takes a shower every other day.
Yes, he's...
These are...
No.
Not anymore? It's every day?
Every day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well... Because he got a woman.
Congratulations.
She was like, hey, you smell like corn chips.
You smell like corn chips.
Hey, let's talk about this dude that put the deer cream on his face, on his mouth.
Yeah, the TikTok guy?
Yeah, that put the erection cream on it. First of all, I didn't know there was such a thing.
What?
At first, when I saw it, I thought it was that desensitizer thing that's supposed to help a mane keep from finishing so fast.
Yeah, that's my question. Is that what they mean by that?
No, or is something that increases the blood flow to the anus pay.
So it works like Viagra.
Yeah, so to speak, I guess they say. Yeah, and so that's what happens when he put it on his lips, and it made his lips swell up because it increased the blood flow there. And... But his lips were already puffed up.
Yeah.
So how? And he said he could feel it making them bigger. But
it just seems like it would hurt.
But then it started stinging and all of that stuff. And so the doctors say don't do that. Not that you would find a doctor that would say, hey, you know what you need to do? You need to put erection cream on your mouth.
His lips look deformed though. Afterward, yeah. Looks a little
because they started out so damn big.
Yeah. He's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
What's he doing? Well, he's just doing TikTok bits and making money.
Jerry.
640,000 likes, mm-hmm. 6,051 comments.
We should do it.
No? Yeah, Riggins, that's what I'm saying. Riggins wants to do it.
Okay, Riggins didn't do it.
Or wants one of us to do it.
Yeah, I did the, did I do it? Somebody did the Kylie Jenner lip challenge.
Yeah. Maybe I've done Lindsay. Enough. Yeah. I'm not doing anything. I've done enough through the years.
I don't even know.
I've done it all. I've sucked peanut butter out of people's toes.
Oh my God!
I was like, what's coming in? Yeah.
I've done everything. I've sucked.
Yeah, you did.
I've had to strip down to my underwear in a store and walk out. I've stood on street corners in my underwear a bajillion times. I've not done enough. I'm done.
Proven that I got DSL.
DSL.
Yeah, you don't know what that is.
No.
DSL. You
got
know.
The DSL.
She got the DSL.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was thinking of something else. Yeah.
So you think about the delivery service?
No.
Yeah.
What is that called? Is it DSL?
Yeah.
Is it? No, it's not DSL.
DLH. DHL.
Yeah.
DHL.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I love their stuff. They bring it on time every time.
But, yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Because it'd be my luck that I would have some sort of chemical reaction to it. And
well.
My lips wouldn't, you know.
Wouldn't go back.
Be the same ever again. I'd be walking around looking like I had two, like a watermelon cut in half in my mouth.
And my lips are so big, I don't want them to get any bigger.
Yeah.
And they might have already big, so they might just stay that way.
I was just thinking, I'm like, do guys care that they have big lips or not?
Well,
I mean, yeah, I know.
Guys that are into makeup and things like that, yeah. Like that, what's his name? James Charles. Yeah. This is who the guy reminds me of.
Yeah. Eyebrows on fleek, though.
I know. Yeah. His eyebrows look really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a real good-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
And I like big lips.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then you see it. Like, it takes a lot, but there are cases that I see where they've gone too big on the lips.
Sure, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
You've turned a corner then. You've always said... Mm-hmm. I want them as big as
what, for
I used
real?
To say, he I used loves, to say, yeah. I love the big ones, but the I craziest. Used to say that just to antagonize people.
Who was it? It was Farrah Abraham, maybe from Teen Mom.
Yeah, that's who I used to say. I
was she like, turned her face into something, and he was like, he used to say, "Oh, she is so beautiful. She's
what?
An angel." Yeah. And women used to just go nuclear because
she is so hot.
He said before he's told guys that hey, when you get that Thanksgiving this year. Just when everybody's talking, just throw it out there around the Thanksgiving table. Like, I think that Farrah Abraham's beautiful.
Oh my God!
Just to see the reaction you get from the women at the table, who don't take it well, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And then I would say, and when they get upset about it and say she's a whore and how you like that trash and all this stuff, then all you got to say is, well, y'all are the ones that created her, made her famous.
Yeah,
watching that trash show, women created her, but Do you remember the Octo Mom?
Mm-hmm.
I used to talk about how she was a goddess.
You thought she was hot too?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But I would just antagonize people. Man.
Oh, yeah. Where's she now? What is she doing?
I don't know.
Still got them kids.
Mm-hmm.
Still got them lips too.
Yeah.
So how many did she have in all? She had 8 at one time. So then how many did she already have?
And then 6, I think 6 before that or 4 before that.
Oh,
so
my God.
12, it was 12 or 16, 14, something like that.
The did baby making machine.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Echoing.
Oh, yeah. All the interviews and stuff. And then, about once a year now, Entertainment Tonight or Inside Edition will catch up with her. And they just did one around Christmas. And she's still got all those kids. They're growing, And she seems to be back on track.
Yeah. How does she look?
Great.
Yeah.
They're all the kids are vegans. They're all
vegans.
That's
right, because they live in California.
Yeah, but I don't think she's stripping anymore. She did it some time stripping.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of
did
them
she
now.
Do
you think she made a lot of money stripping, doing like special feature things around the country?
Yeah, because I think she dabbled in the adult industry for a little bit. Like, I don't know that she had scenes with men and stuff like that, but it seems like I remember something about her doing like solo projects.
Yeah.
But Farrah, guys would pay to go to strip clubs and see the Octo Mom.
Yeah, I would. Well, I mean, they're already there. I mean, like, okay, well, they're bringing out Octo Mom. Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Because,
I mean, even if she's a train wreck, a naked train wreck looks, like something you'd want to see.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just wondering, did she get work done after she had those kids?
On that?
On everything.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Probably. She already had work done on her bosom and on her lips and stuff like that. Because remember, she was trying to look like Kim Kardashian, right? Isn't that the way it was? Like, she was trying to be Kim Kardashian?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if she had a rejuvenation but
morbid curiosity. I want to, I would be interesting to see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got to be honest, for a minute I was confused. I was thinking Toutain Mom for a minute.
Okay.
Patricia.
Yeah.
It's Patricia. Yeah. Did she die?
No, she's alive.
She is? Okay.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah, there's no such thing as Toutain.
That old name didn't work.
Yeah, it's the smoker face that messed her up.
Yeah.
Not the tanning.
Yeah. She was a great.
Not the leather skin.
I got to look this from up.
The,
yeah.
You
guys
tan
are
talking
mom? About.
Yeah. You don't know Toutain
Mom? Look up Toutain Mom. See what happens.
Her name's Patricia.
Oh, Lord. Yikes.
She was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks all leather.
Yeah, she was great for the radio. No doubt about it.
But those Octo Mom kids are really cute.
Yeah, they're really cute. Who's the dad?
I don't remember.
Didn't she get a donor?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know that they ever identified who that was.
No, she went to a perm bank. Yeah. Got a perm.
Because if it's a donor, they never identify the donor. That's part of the contract, right?
Right.
So she doesn't even know who the donor is, probably.
Yeah, beautiful kids. Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
They seem happy. What else do you want?
Nothing.
Nothing. Let her raise them.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of John and Kate plus 8. They had all those babies, too.
Yeah. They divorced a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right after they became famous, they divorced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were was he fooling crazy. Around?
Yeah.
Is that what happened with that?
I thought she was just like the original Karen.
Yeah, she was. The haircut, yeah, the haircut certainly.
Yeah.
That wasn't why they split up.
But, I know when the show started, I didn't watch the show because I couldn't have cared less. But I know when the show started, people were saying she was not easy to get along with.
Yeah, right.
But he seemed like a nice guy, but she was difficult to deal with.
And then when they first split up, I think he became a DJ.
Yeah. Restaurant server.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's still DJ.
Yeah, and I saw him on one of those entertainment shows not too long ago, one of those catching up with him, and he seems happy and
good for him.
You know. He's got two of the kids now. Mm-hmm. They're in his custody.
Yeah.
And it's like a whole, they're still drama.
Drama. I think they were just they were trending not too long ago because of something that was going on with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a shame for those kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But after they got money and fame and all of that, Kate had some moments there where she was pretty good looking.
Oh, they did a full makeover. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They gave her extensions, fixed her makeup. They did her makeup. Yeah. She was a knockout.
Yeah.
A knockout.
Didn't she get enhancements and stuff, too? Or did it look like she had enhancements?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the big thing. Kate's getting rid of the Karen kind of haircut. She's getting long hair. She's a TV star now, and she looked great.
Hey, we were talking about the rejuvenation surgery there. There's no way that a husband could approach his wife and suggest that, right? There's no way that. I mean, asking her to get a boob job is, shaky enough ground. But I just can't imagine going to your wife and going, we've had 8 kids now, and you insisted on having them naturally. Well, there's a surgery that you may not know about the procedure, but it would, this is how it works. Here's a pamphlet. I stopped at the plastic surgeon's office to get some information. There's a website on here that tells you all you need to know.
You are treading on thin ice right now.
I've got some money put away, and, so don't worry about the cost of it. But I really think that we should look into this.
We should. Thoughts? Concerns, questions.
What do you think?
Now, would that be more of a kick in the pants than your guy telling you, hey, look, you need to really focus on losing about 20 or 25 pounds because, your body has changed and I'm worried about your health and it would, enhance our togetherness.
Which is worse?
Yeah, which one would be least well-received? If your husband comes in with, I've checked into us getting rejuvenation or us losing 25 pounds.
That's a hard one.
Which hurts the most? Hey, if you can DM us real quick, if you're a lady, put yourself in that in that position. Which would be worse? You got to get one or two, one or the other, of the news. You either got to pick. It would be worse for my husband to tell me I need to lose 25 pounds, or worse for my husband to tell me I needed vaginal rejuvenation.
I would say the 25 pounds.
That's worse.
Yeah, I think so.
Because one, you can understand. Let me guess. Because the other, you can understand from, hey, I've had a couple kids, and I can't help. That's not something I did to cause that kind of thing. But the 25 pounds, he just might be insisting you kind of got, might be, not insisting, he might be, in a roundabout way, insinuating that you just stop taking care of yourself.
Yeah. That you just let yourself go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like that.
No.
Even if he's right.
Oh, man, that's a tough one,
I can,
though.
I can see that. That would make sense. Because one is something that you can't help.
Yeah.
The other is...
And if he wants to pay for that, let's do it. Yeah. I'm all for it.
Get a squeaky.
Hey. Top shape. Let's do it.
I cannot even imagine either one of those things.
Hell no.
I'm gonna throw something out there. You know, just out there. Don't judge. Listen. Yeah.
But the weight thing could also be something that happened after she gave birth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be some sort of an experiment that John Quinones does.
Yeah. What would you do? Yeah. John Quinones pops around the corner.
Boy, you were really upset there, weren't you? This is an actor. Your husband's an actor.
You really lost your shit on there.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
You're right, though, Alexis. Rob is nosy as hell, isn't he?
Oh, my God. The most nosiest ever.
Yeah.
Always in my biz.
The most nosiest ever.
The most.
He comes in. She's looking at something. What are you looking at on your computer?
What were you looking at?
If he walks in, somebody's saying something, he goes, what are y'all talking about? He's just like a woman.
Curiosity like killed the cat.
He's like a woman trying to get in on some gossip or something.
I like to be.
He's like, where'd you go yesterday? Where? What are you talking? What is this? Why you got vaginas on your screen?
Hey,
what he was asking Alexis.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah. And she was just, you know, doing some online shopping.
Stop doing online shopping.
Damn, Zappos has changed. What the hell?
It's your inspiration board.
Yeah.
It's like big deal. You walk in, she's got big, you know, close-up pictures of vaginas on her computer. Why you gotta be asking about it?
Yeah, and put me on the spot.
Yeah.
Golly.
Nosy ass.
Telling everybody your business.
Exactly.
Big old nosy head ass.
I'll go in there and talk to you about what you look at, what you listening to.
If you went in there and saw what he was looking at, there'd be a quick lawsuit.
What is that?
Rob.
Sad but true.
Well, I don't blame you, Alex. None of his business.
Yeah,
how many
look at what I want.
Nay-nays you're looking at.
Exactly.
That's fair.
Why were you? Let me live my life.
But see, you know, I guess put the, you know, boss's hat on here. Why were you looking? What are you doing over there? What is that about? Where's on work time?
I was trying to see the process of the rejuvenation, how they do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then that's work.
Yeah, it's work. It's just research. Sure.
What'd you find out?
Well, you can get designer. Designer, yeah. But I'm still looking. There's a lot of different procedures you can get.
Give me the Mary Todd Lincoln.
They got outer rejuvenation.
It's like when women go into the plastic surgeon when they're getting a boob job, and they'll take celebrities' boobs in there and go, hey, I want... You know, for a long time, it was, I want Carmen Electra's boobs.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, all the women thought that's a good size, not too big, but you can see they're, you know, they're bigger and they're firm and whatever.
When you go by like a male, like a fleshlight kind of thing, you can pick from your favorite stars.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. And, you know.
Like you could get an Amanda Peet version?
Not an Amanda Peet, but.
Do they do like a cast of that person?
Yes.
Thank you, Rob. That was an obscure reference. I used
Amanda
for
Peet.
Comedy purposes.
Yeah, that was weird.
She's my favorite celebrity.
But you can get the whole torso. I mean, you can get, you know, the boobs and the downstairs.
You when got one?
I have looked into it.
Do you have a celebrity knockoff, I mean?
No. No, I don't.
Are they super expensive?
Yeah. Wow. Not cheap.
When does it become too much? if you're buying the whole torso, is that too much as opposed to just buying the sleeve or whatever?
See, I've never experienced any of this, but I would think that I couldn't go with a torso. I would have to get a full doll, because if I'm with a torso, that's making me think I'm some kind of serial killer that's dismembered somebody. And yeah,
I've always thought that too. Like that would be weird just to have a body part.
And they're not like life size, so they're smaller. So it's even weirder. Like the torso.
Creep. Yeah.
But I don't have those. Mm-hmm. But I do have a new one, new thing.
Mm. Same one you told us about. Your mom got you for Christmas.
Yeah, stocking stuffer.
Your mom's so cool.
She's the best.
The perfect Christmas gift from mom.
This show that we've gotten into, and Jody and I and Jenny and Michael are friends. We watch together. It's called Animal Kingdom, and it's not about animals at all. It's about this. It's Ellen Barkin, and she's got these crazy adult sons, and they run heists all the time. They're criminals. The criminal organization. And I bet you she would her part in the movie would. I could easily see her buying her sons sex toys.
Really?
Yeah, because that's she just. You'd have to see it, but like the grown sons will walk through the house naked and stuff in front of her, and it's weird. And Ellen Barkin is a hot old lady.
She's hot.
And in this show, she's in control of everybody. She's the boss. Mm. They call her Smurf.
I mean, Smurf, yeah.
And I'm sitting there six. I'm wanting her to get it on with one of the sons. They're not really related. I just want to see what that would look like.
Come on, Ellen.
How old is she? Like in her 60s?
Oh, yeah. Probably 65.
66. Oh, yeah. 3 years away. Hey, that's going to be the best year ever.
Ellen barking up the wrong tree. Barking up the right one. You say,
you guys.
But yeah, that is a really good show. But yeah, I would see her on that show doing that. And any other dirtbag mom.
Yeah.
And any other dirtbag mom.
I'm sorry if that's offending you, if you've given your son sex toys. That's a dirtbag mom thing to do.
Yeah. We're safe.
That's like the mom that's collecting discarded cigarette butts out of the parking lot of the convenience store.
Ew.
And smoking. Don't let that go to waste.
That's nasty.
That's a good one.
That's so gross. Does your dad know you have these things?
The sex toy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably not. But he wouldn't say anything if it did.
Yeah.
Unless he's really heard it on the radio.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. he would just ignore it.
Yeah, just ignore it.
Dad, now that you're retired, I've been wanting to share this information. I highly recommend.
Yeah, this new thing, I was using it backwards. And I was like, I cannot figure out what this. Well, hold on. No, wait, here. You're going to kick out of this. So I'm using it. And I'm like, what is this piece for? Like, I don't get it. It's like not anatomically correct. Like, it's not working right. And then I had to go on the website to look at it. And then you flip it around. And you're like, that's what it's for. Hello. Good morning. Moon River. Yeah.
So which...
That'll open your eyes. Hello.
All right, which do you prefer, the right way or the wrong way?
The right way. The right way is the way to do it. For like 3 days, I'm like, this sucks. This is not anything. And I cannot figure out what this is for. Maybe there's like I don't know. You put something on it, like an attachment. But you just flip that thing. Hello.
What made you decide to flip it around? Did you Google it or just figured, I'm looking at it wrong.
I was looking for the return policy. I hope they take these things back.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. This didn't work for me.
Yeah. Put it back on the shelf if you want.
It had a 90-night guarantee.
Yeah. What a waste of money. You got to charge it up and everything.
Then, Hello.
Good morning. Yeah. I'm like, that is weird. And I was like, oh, you flip it around. That's weird. I'm like, well, where's that go? There it is.
Like, I like that.
I guess that's where it goes.
He saved all of his paper route money to get that.
Yeah, I looked over and I have like my phone charging, my Juul charging, and then this thing charging like all lined up. I'm like, all my devices, my Kindle's right there.
Vibes.
Totally.
God, literally.
It starts a fire and the fire marshal comes. Well, we found the cause. Wasn't the Kindle. It wasn't your phone. It wasn't your iPad mini. It was this thing.
Yeah. He holds it up. It looks like a birdhouse. Yeah, like,
local celebrity burns down apartment building.
Yeah.
That's charging his masturbatory aid.
Yeah. You'll never feel lower than after it's all done and stuff. And then you got to get the thing off. And it's not easy to get off. So you're just like, this is why I don't like these things. Because then you're like trying to get it off.
Not easy to get off.
It's like a saddle. It's like getting stuck on. It's like getting stuck on a Disney World ride that you're too big for. I'm like closing the door. I don't want the dog looking at me. Like, just get out. Lock the door. He doesn't understand why I'm locking him out, so he's hitting the door handle.
Oh, that was the worst.
Like, go lay down. Yeah. Things to do.
You're ruining it.
Yeah.
That
so,
is funny.
So if you were to just get up, it would stay attached. And and you could walk around the house with it.
I don't know that you could walk far. I wouldn't want to do a marathon.
Well, I mean, is it bolted to the floor? Is it like on sawhorses?
I mean, it's not comfortable.
You got to get a workbench out and clamp it down.
Oh, God, what?
It's supposed to be that tight?
I need to see what this looks like.
You wouldn't. I'm telling you, you look at it and you're like, I don't know what's the front and what's the back, what's the up, what's the down.
Interesting.
Yeah, it comes with a manual.
But once you figured it out, and no more word about the return policy.
So goodness. Emmanuel didn't tell you how to use it when you first got it?
I didn't look at a manual.
Oh, I thought you said Emmanuel.
Oh.
Emmanuel. I was going to say, is he sent from the company for customer service, and then he just let you screw it up?
It gives you a tutorial.
Yeah. I could have used one.
Yeah. Emmanuel.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Is Share Funny live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Back.
Oh, Riggins, I didn't tell you about this ahead of time, but I thought this would be funny for you to present to us in your millennial girl voice.
Okay.
It's on the fly, lady and gentlemen. On the fly.
Hi. Here's our 10 favorite things about winter. That's right, winter.
Our 10 favorite things about winter.
Yeah. Okay. A new survey finds that 2/3 of people say winter is the most magical season. And here are 10 favorite things about winter. Ice skating, skiing or snowboarding, baking winter or holiday desserts. Just celebrating the holidays. Building a snowman. Or a snow person. 2021, you bigots. Sitting by the fire at night.
Cozy.
Going outside to watch the first snowfall. And the top, our favorite thing about winter, our ultimate favorite thing about winter is having a cup of hot chocolate. It's my favorite thing.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Wow. That's people's favorite thing. Yeah. Having a cup of hot chocolate.
I know.
And you can do that in the summer.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really could do it anytime.
Nothing.
hot cocoa.
Or even having a hot drink on a cold day.
I told somebody the other day that we're going to build a fire this weekend and roast marshmallow fluff.
It's not staying on the stick. These are messed up.
Roast marshmallow fluff. Yeah.
You got to roast it with a big spoon.
Hold it over the fire.
Roast marshmallow fluff.
Yeah. Wow.
But, the hot chocolate thing, I think there are a lot of millennial women who are, they put way too much emphasis on the hot chocolate and this hot chocolate's good and that's no good and go to this place, don't go to that. Like, you know, kind of like with the pumpkin spice lattes and stuff. That is a thing for white millennial women, the quality of the hot chocolate.
In my apartment building, they had a Zoom tutorial about how to make your own hot chocolate bombs. But first, you had to go down to the lobby, pick up all the stuff. Then you'd go up to your apartment, join the Zoom call, and there would be two people there to guide you through the making of a hot chocolate bomb.
What's a hot chocolate bomb?
They like are very cool looking.
This is like a bath bomb. You put it in a mug, and then when you pour hot water over it, it...
So it is to consume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was some kind of special thing that you would put in the bath, but okay.
Mm-hmm. They look cool, but I wouldn't spend my time on a Zoom class learning how to do it.
So how much are they to buy them? Where do you buy them and how much are they? Are they expensive?
No idea.
I mean, you know, it's kind of like saying, oh, we're going to make our own tacos at home. Okay, well, why are you doing that? You think it's going to be better than going to an authentic Mexican restaurant? You think it's going to be cheaper? I mean, they're a dollar.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it at home? It's like, oh, we roll our own sushi. Why?
Well, why would you do that?
Yeah, so much work.
Who gives a damn about that? It's not like homemade's going to be better.
Yeah. And then they took pictures of everybody picking up the stuff and posted it on Instagram. So, like, are you going to be the guy that's, like, holding your stuff to make your hot chocolate bomb in your mask? Like, check your...
Yeah. All white people.
Come on. Look like a clam rally.
Some white people-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Get a hold of yourself.
Can we get a quick picture? No. No, you can't.
No. But that's like the trade-off. They're like, you can have it, but we're going to post you on Instagram.
My girlfriend asked me to come get this, and you're not taking a picture of me.
No, thanks. Pastor, you don't want to come get a hot chocolate bomb? No.
I went to go make my own candle one time, and I thought that was like, I'm like, this is all you do? They charge you so much for it. And you go in there, like, they make it like it's going to be an experience, and it literally takes like 30 minutes, and that's it. You just pour it in and put the wicks in, and that's it. That's all.
The wax is liquefied.
Yeah.
You pour it into the mold, stick a wick in it, and then let
it
dry.
That's it. They make it seem like it's like the coolest thing, and it's an experience, and you're making your own candle, and you go and you have an apron, and you have like little, what do they call them that they use in chemistry?
Bunsen burner?
No, those little glass things that you put liquid in. Yeah, they have two beakers, but then that's it. You just put everything in there, and you're done. And they charge so much for it.
And are they skinted?
Yeah.
And did you get to pick the skint?
Mm-hmm.
Did you put it in there, or was it the wax was already skinted?
No, you mix it with the wax.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then you pick, like, the holder that you wanted in. But I'm just like, this is all.
Yeah.
Like, I could have done this at home.
$40 later.
$40, $50.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's expensive. Experience. I did not think it was like
that. You just pour it in the little thing and put the wick in it
and
be done.
You call anything an experience and they'll pay for it.
You can't take it home that same day. So you got to come back and pick it up.
Yeah. They got to put it in a kiln or something?
I don't know. It took me like 2 weeks to go pick up mine.
And you don't get to take it home.
Yeah, you don't get to take it home that same
day. At least when you do that wine and painting stuff, you take it home that night. Yeah.
You leave with an ugly painting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I wish I would have thought of this idea. I would have been rich.
Man,
how many people in the class?
Oh, it was packed. It was full. It was like probably like, this was obviously pre-COVID, but it was like 20 people in a class and they were sold out.
At $50 a head?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But hey,
damn,
there is no telling how much money has been made off of, like strictly off of the concept of women being group-minded.
Yeah.
You know, because that's something a woman's not going to go do by herself. And she'll get other women. One woman says they think it's going to be so cool. Oh, yeah, it's fun. Yeah, I'll go. Let me get a babysitter.
Probably only took a couple of people to hear about it to fill up the whole class. You're right.
And what is their overhead?
Yeah.
Nothing.
They charge him $50 yeah. bucks and
less than yeah. Probably $2 a person.
Yeah, I'm saying they're making profit off of that.
Yeah, the cost is dealing with some annoying bitches for an hour.
So when you do those wine and painting classes and all, do they provide the wine or do you bring your own wine to that?
I think that's why they call it bring your own wine, BYOW.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
For the most part, as far as I know, I mean, there might be some other places they give you complimentary, which is included yeah. in your price. It's right. not complimentary. So
yeah, but I'm thinking that wouldn't be worth a damn. You know, kind of like top shelf liquor at an all you can at an all inclusive resort in Cancun or something.
Yeah, yeah, you'd prefer to have your own.
Yeah,
yeah, probably have box wine.
Mm-hmm. How much does that cost to go and do a painting and wine and all that?
Sip and paint. I don't even know.
Is that what they call it? Sip and paint.
Sip yeah. and paint.
So you're bringing mm-hmm. the wine. They provide the canvas.
And the paint.
And the paint.
And they probably have some kind of like instructor that
yeah, someone instructs you because you all paint the same paint. Thing, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. I only know that because Amanda's mom did one, but she did it at her house.
Oh.
And so the painter person came to the house. They had like eight or so, mm-hmm. and maybe 10. And they all got together. Women got together. They all painted the same beach scene. At her house.
I mean, I do that all the time. I have my coloring books and I can drink at my house. Same thing, same concept.
And you don't have to have other women around while you're
exactly.
doing that?
Exactly, just by myself.
So they were all a bunch of beaches that they painted?
Yes. Exactly.
Look at all these beaches in here.
Yeah, oh, man.
Exactly. Yeah. Some pretty beaches. Yeah. This room is full of pretty beaches.
You brought your own painter person?
Yeah. We left. I asked him, I said, what are we gonna do with this picture of this beach that you painted? What do you want to do with it? She goes, throw it away. I'm not. It was fun. Yeah. I'm not going to put that up anywhere. And then I have, you know, it's good. You don't want to do anything with it? She goes, it's not good. Just throw it away.
Did you put it on the fridge at least for a couple of days?
No. Yeah.
We're done with that. See you later.
Mm-hmm. I like to give my artwork to Regan so he can put it in his fridge.
I did. I know she'd be very sensitive about it, so I put it up on my fridge.
With some of her colorings of pothead things.
Yeah, so weird.
And I just got 100-piece colored pencil kit, which I'm very excited about. Ooh, I haven't even opened it yet.
Stop flexing.
Oh, my God.
Stop all that damn flexing.
You're kidding.
I could never do that when I was a kid, so now I'm spoiling myself. 100 different color pencils.
That was a big thing. If you got the 64 kit with the sharpener in the back, what?
I never had that growing up.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-mm-mm.
But if you lost a color or something got messed up, you needed more, my mom was like, we're not buying the big one again. We're done with that.
Done with that.
Sorry.
You can buy the eight
fat ones.
Yeah.
So 100.
100.
You're rich rolling.
I felt fancy AF walking out with 100 piece.
Did you ever get your car back?
No, I actually called yesterday. I'm getting it back Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have they had your car to get the dent? This is how many damn dents you had in your car. How many? How long
have it's been over 2 weeks. And then they're doing the paint job today or tomorrow, I think.
So you'll be freshly painted all the way around.
They had to paint the whole car.
And then, you know, it's just a guy that keeps walking around the car and sticking a plunger on it, boom, and trying to pop out the dents that way. And he's like, throw some paint on it. But now we'll be able to keep a little record of how many times she scratches the new paint.
Yeah.
You know, has a little incident with something.
Hope none, please.
Oh, yeah, we're hoping for none. But.
I'm going to be a lot more careful this time. It's like a brand new page. We're turning a brand new page. So we'll see.
Same color? They painted it the same color?
Same color.
Yeah. So suddenly,
suddenly, like magic,
you're going to be able to drive now.
I mean, I've been driving the rental car without any incidents.
Okay.
But it's smaller than yours, isn't it?
It is smaller and has cameras in it, so it's easier to drive.
Cameras in it. That's so you don't steal it.
Yeah.
Everybody else got cameras on their car. Yours has got cameras in it.
Looks like cattle.
Yeah, they are watching the interior of that car 24/7.
All right.
Cher Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ Button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
This is Cher Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Cher Funny on the Ace and TJ Button.
There's an interesting general rule a guy just shared with us. Joe said, if her car looks like a golf ball, she's probably cute. General rule.
Like he's got dents all in
it. If a girl's not a good driver, she's generally attractive.
I mean, I would say in this case, you are right.
Okay.
That's funny, though. I've never heard that before.
I've never heard that general rule either. But
okay. I'm going to start looking now.
Face look like a golf ball.
Not her face. Her car, yeah.
Your face is like a golf ball.
Busted.
You got all them dents in your face.
Damn, face look like a golf ball.
If you're looking for a Valentine's Day gift for your guy, and it would also be a gift for yourself, Manscaped is the way to go. They have the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0, and it's got the 3.0 third generation trimmer, lawnmower, they call it, with the ceramic blade that doesn't cut and nick and all of that. Doesn't cut Nick. If Nick's using it, it won't cut him. And they have all kinds of other products that are so good that will keep your guy looking and smelling great all over down there. You know what I mean? So anybody at any time could walk up and say, hey, let me smell there. And you go, oh, yeah, that smells good. What you got? And also comes with the Manscaped boxer briefs. And they're a lot like the top-of-the-line brand underwear that all the guys talk about. They're really good.
They're
so good. And that helps with the chafing and all that. I mean, you don't realize how much chafing a man is exposed to from time to time. So here's the deal. If you go to manscaped.com and use the code ACETJ, you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. That's right. 20% off.
That's and a good free deal. Shipping. Yeah. 20% off is a good deal.
Manscaped.com. That's the way to and make him shave it in the heart.
Yeah.
His mush, as we call it.
Ew. What?
Man bush.
Oh.
You're going to tell me you're going out with a guy, and the first time y'all are together, you see when he takes his clothes off that he's got his man bush in the shape of a heart, that's not going to impress you. You could do that with the lawnmower 3.0.
It would not impress me.
What about a teardrop?
Yeah, that's cool.
Drip, drip.
What if this is your name? Or like an A for Alexis.
Oh, yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
He's spent a great deal of time and effort to, you know, craft that just for you.
This is yours.
You know? Yeah, I kind of like that now that you say it like that.
Would you like that better than an arrow?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like an arrow and then across the top in little hair letters it says, get on them.
Little hair letters. And why did I picture that? So, oh my God.
It's so descriptive.
Yeah. I like saw it in my head.
The phrase, like the words hair letters.
Little hair letters.
That is so gross.
They got to be finely crafted.
Hair letters.
You can't help but see some type of visual that you don't want after hearing that.
Oh, God. So I got to tell that to somebody today.
Yeah, I don't know.
How are you going to tell? How are you going to work that into conversation today?
Hey, can you, shave down there and write my name out in little hair letters?
I can't. I'm going to throw up.
Who are you going to say that to today, too? I want to know who that person is.
I got to pick somebody that...
Because if you've got enough material to work with there, that's the disturbing part, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you've got the art supplies...
Yeah.
to craft something like that.
You've got
like
the clay. You got enough clay to make that sculpture.
You got to have a larger canvas.
This was my Mona Lisa. My finest work.
This is my Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Hey, okay.
Oh,
nice. Look at you. That was good.
That is so gross.
That is gross.
Spell it out in little hair letters.
Little hair.
I hate it.
Ew. I mean, it would be kind of cool, but also kind of weird.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. I would be impressed. I mean, that takes skill to do that, so I'd be kind of impressed.
But what if you found out that there's no way he could have done that work himself? He had to go get it done.
That's what I was going to say. What if you realize that's not possible for just one person to do to themselves?
Like, he's in the barbershop, like, looking like he's in stirrups while the barber's...
I need a fade on top and...
Oh, Lord.
And a Lexus on the bottom. He's like, what's her last name? Like, it was like 15 letters.
Don't have enough for that.
No. He'd be like all the rest of us. I don't know what her last name is. I don't know.
There's like three U's in it. I don't even know how to say it.
When she first started working with us, I asked Adam. I texted him and said... Yeah. What is her last name? He goes, well, I can spell it. He said, I'm glad you're asking me on text because I can spell it. Other than that.
There's no consonants.
I said, well.
It's all vowels. I don't know.
Yeah, that's been my whole life. No one can ever say my last name.
We can say it.
Now.
But what do you mean? I mean, of course you had to tell us that it's a different language.
Is it a language? No, it's not a language.
Yeah. It is a Spanish last name. Yeah. And it's not one of the common ones like Rodriguez. Yeah.
I know. It's very uncommon.
I've never seen a ball player with your name on his back.
Yeah. Good point.
Well, we tend to be little, so they're probably not going to do much.
I mean, never. Yeah. I can do Perez.
Yeah.
Lopez.
That's my mom's
last
name.
Any of the baseball players.
Santana.
Yep.
Yeah,
Mariano.
I'm going through baseball players in my name. Yeah.
Mariana.
Aguilera. I get that all the time. Aguilera? No, it's not Aguilera.
Even that one's weird. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one to spell.
Not in hair.
Not in hair.
Oh, man.
I thought you'd love it.
It's better than that swan apple.
Yeah.
You're acting like my other boyfriend carved for you.
I did it just for you.
And I planned way ahead because I had to grow it out.
Oh, God. Hey, yikes.
Happy effing Valentine's Day. That's what I get. Trying to be nice. Trying to do something romantic.
So romantic.
What are you getting her for Valentine's Day? I'm going to shave her name in my bush. What? It's not good?
Yeah.
No.
Very tiny hair letters.
Yeah. And tiny little hair letters.
It's her portrait. It's her profile.
Oh, you know, like how they do people's faces on, like when they do on their haircut. Kobe. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Down there, like my face.
Maybe, or maybe you just make it say like Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah. Well, I don't have Valentine's Day date, so I don't think that's going to happen.
That's sad. Well, that's right. You weren't allowed to celebrate that growing up either, were you?
Mm-mm.
Did you get to go to school that day when they had Valentine's parties and stuff, or did you have to walk? Did you go to school but leave for all that?
I would go to school and just not be able to participate.
So you'd sit in the same room with them while they were all doing that?
For all holidays.
Mm. See, the Jehovah's Witness kids, when I was growing up, they would leave. They would either go down to the library or something. They didn't have to sit right in the middle of it and like, nah.
Yeah, look at everything we got and you don't have anything.
Yeah. Yeah, we had one in my class, and several of my class. I grew up with him. And every year, he would just kind of ease out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, when we did square dancing in PE in elementary school, why, I don't know, but he would just sit on the stage and just watch.
He couldn't do square dancing?
Uh-uh.
Well, that's not against the rules.
Yeah, he made that shit up.
He's like, I don't celebrate square dancing.
Yeah. He might have been like a Seventh-day Adventist or something a little different. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was, he couldn't
dance. They can't
dance. He couldn't dance, and he couldn't participate in any parties.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That we had.
That's just because he didn't have a good personality. He's antisocial.
And
he's
also,
like, no, I go to church with you, David. I just don't want to do any of this dumb shit. Look how stupid y'all look out there square dancing, eating cupcakes with hearts on them.
You should have seen you.
We was in RAs together.
He said, you should have seen you.
You look like a fool.
Square dancing ass.
Yeah, it sucked too. We hated it.
Yeah. Yeah, we go see this.
Yeah. We thought we were coming here to play dodgeball. Mm-hmm. We're square dancing.
Yeah. You know what I was doing when y'all were in there square dancing? I was do-seeing the hose, is what I was doing.
Down the road. This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.